Very councillors face a triple threat of committee meetings later today. There are full agendas for Wednesday's Finance and Responsible Governance Committee at 4 p.m., Affordability Committee at 6 p.m., and General Committee at 7 p.m. Finance and Responsible Governance Committee features a presentation of the 2025 operating and capital budgets, which set property taxes and service levels, and will be determined early next year. Barrie's 2025 tax-supported base operating budget for city operations and the Infrastructure Investment Fund, for roads, buildings, pipes, etc., has gross expenditures of $342.6 million and a net property tax levy requirement of $197.8 million. Deloitte will make a presentation to committee on its audit plan for Barrie's financial statements for the year ending December 31, 2024. At Affordability Committee, there will be three public meetings. First is a rezoning needed to build 36 stories of mostly residential development at Vespra and Bradford Streets, which would include a five-story podium and total 462 residences, 320 parking spaces and ground floor retail fronting Bradford Street. Next is a public meeting to rezone 12 Ottaway Avenue, for two single-family homes, with attached garages. Last but certainly not least is a rezoning needed for 1,030 residences on nearly 200 acres at the corner of Lockhart Road and the 20th Side Road in Barrie, which could lead to a draft plan of subdivision. This breaks down to 533 single and semi-detached homes, 264 townhouses and 233 medium-density residences, including an apartment. There would also be a block for the future development of a school, open space or parks and associated stormwater management areas, along with almost 64 acres of a natural heritage system. General Committee will begin with a presentation on 2026 plans for Lakehead University's STEM Hub on the ground floor of 24 Maple Avenue, the Barrie Transit Terminal, which would also cancel the permanent market planned for this downtown space. The hub would offer graduate and postgraduate degree programming across the engineering and computer science disciplines, including mechatronics, as well as electrical and software engineering. During the initial five-year period, Lakehead expects enrollment to reach 700 students. Councillors will then consider a motion that commits Barrie to $9.9 million for construction and operational expenses associated with Lakehead's satellite campus during the next 5 years. Also on General Committee's agenda is a rezoning application for 196 and 202 Dunlop Street W, needed to develop a four-story, mixed-use residential building with 33 rental apartments and ground-floor commercial space there. These meetings are scheduled to be held at Barrie City Hall, 70 Collier Street, in the Council Chambers. They are open to the public and available online.